Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Heart the Roommate. I'll give you guys another 2 hours of this, so you'll be getting some really dark shit with Dead Anigus, and you'll be getting some light shit with Heart the Roommate. So it's a good mix this week. And I'm gonna try to do it like that every week, so it's not all pure degeneracy. You're late. You didn't need to wait for me. I can go home by myself. I'm not a 6-year-old, you know. That's not my point. You might go home without changing your clothes, right? Like yesterday. I'm sorry. Tomoe is helping Miss Yagami print out some handouts. Marumu said that she had something to take care of, so she went home early. And that's why only Asumi and I are going home together. I wish I could take a walk and explore this town alone, without wearing the girl's uniform, that is. However, I appreciate Asumi's concern later, because there's terror closing in on me without my knowing. Hey you, the pretty girl! Yes, may I help you? Asumi happily turns around, but the girl ignores Asumi and walks up to me instead. I'm freaked out like a frog in front of a snake as soon as I see who it is. Have we ever met before? Do you know me? No, we haven't. Are you sure? Anyway, can I ask you something? Hey, you! Irritated, the ignored Asumi yells at the girl, who's now talking to me in much too familiar of a way. You call her pretty? I'm much prettier than she is. You're really conceited, huh? But the truth is that this girl is much cuter than you are. I see her face twitching. I guess she's badly wounded. This girl is really a bit. Ouch! Asumi's so agitated she almost exposes our secret. I hurriedly cover her mouth with my hand and her white teeth sink into my fingers. Looking at our stupid act, the girl leaves us with a sullen face. I wanted to ask you where the Iho School Boys dorm is, but I'll find it myself. Good, she's gone. I won't forgive that bitch. Hurry, we'll chase her. Please don't do that, sis. Please don't do that, sis. Namiki hasn't found out about me yet. Sis? Namiki? I feel gloomy as I rub my hand with Asumi's teeth marks all over it. I didn't know you had a sister. Neither did I. Actually, she isn't my real sister. She's my cousin. Is that so? What the hell is that nearsighted bitch doing here anyway? She must have come to see me. By the way, she isn't nearsighted. She must be. Her eyes must be bad. They're clouded. She said you're cuter than I am. Parasite 1 is cuter. Ah! Marumu suddenly comes out of nowhere, and her appearance interrupts our conversation. Then I start explaining about Namiki. Namiki Honjo. Or is it Namiki? I think it was Namiki. I can't remember. She's proud of her big tits and calls herself Yusuke's big sister. She takes care of me too much. Some people call her the perfect sister, but from my point of view, she's just a busybody. She loves meddling in everything I do. When I told her that I was transferring schools, she said, "I'll tell them not to mess with you." Who's them? Still, I didn't really expect her to show up.
What?
What? What? What are you guys talking about? Welcome back, Moi Moi. Okay, Parasite One, why don't you tell us about her again? Ah, but I just told you! You're so mean. Are you trying to shun Tomoe out from us? That cute, kind Tomoe? Oh, poor, poor girl. Asumi, I really don't... Asumin. Okay, alright, I'll tell you one more time. Again, I'm forced to tell them about Namaki from the start. Namaki Hanjo! She's proud of her big tits and calls herself Yusuke's big sister. Is that literally what he told the girls? She takes care of me too much. I admit the rest. Phew! I'm exhausted. As I finish talking, Asumi stands up straight and declares... Anyway, that nearsighted moron came here to see you. I told you, she's not nearsighted. Once she finds you, everything will be exposed for sure. Listen, folks. Yes? Nod. Meow? What's number two? I mean, Toshibo doing here? When she gets everybody's attention, Asumi shouts. No matter what happens, we'll keep hiding Parasite One from that nearsighted moron. Let's become a team and help him. What do you mean by help me? Asumi glares at me. Or Asumi, rather. Asumi glares at me. I'll get that right. Are you saying that it's okay for her to know about our secrets? Things like you live here by blackmailing me? Of course not, but... Asumi, is Yusuke blackmailing you? Ah? Asumi and I turn pale at Tomoe's question. Asumi doesn't even say, call me Asumin. No, no, that's not true. I wanted to say that his sister might think that way once she finds out. That's all. Do you think this wimp could blackmail me, do you? This is not easy to take. I swear I'll recall that about Asumi and tell everybody about it on the day I leave here. She might beat me to death, but you never know. It shouldn't... It shouldn't be for more than a couple of days. She won't stay in this town that long. We can do it. Wow, you're so energetic about saving me. But of course, I'll make that nearsighted bitch regret what she's done to me. Oh, I get it. Harassing Namaki. That's probably Namaki. That's what Asumi wants to do. The next morning... Are you guys ready? Yeah. Toshibo sees us off as usual. However, something unusual happens next. Hey, Trio de Stupid, what are you doing? Look at that tight formation. Are they scared of us? We better be careful. That pattern isn't in our database. The three roommates tightly walk together, and I'm hiding in the center of this formation. The only chance Namiki has of finding me is while I'm walking outside. during my commute to the school. So the three girls will act as walls until we confirm Namiki has left town. This is perfect. That super nearsighted moron can't beat our teamwork. Yusuke, don't poke me there. But I'm not doing anything. Ah, there you go again. You, if you make Moe Moe cry, I'm saying it's not me. Nobody knows Marmu is doing it. We finally arrive at school without any trouble except for a few curious passers-by. Oh, I'm exhausted. I'm burned out, yet school hasn't even started. I changed my uniform in the restroom. Should I escape to the rooftop for the day? Oh, I don't want to go home like that. Gotcha! Yusuke, there you are! What the? Now I realize all our efforts were in vain. I didn't know you would come this far to find me. Ahem, did I surprise you? But it's your fault, you know. You didn't tell me where you were going. On the rooftop during my lunch break. I'm having a conversation with Namiki. The three shadows are observed. It's Namiki. We got it. Three shadows are observing us, the would-be sister and brother. Needless to say, they're Asumi. Yeah, Asumi, Tomoe, and Marumu. Namiki sticks her arms out to me with a big smile. You must have been lonely. Come jump into my big breasts. What? I don't think I can do that while those girls are watching me. Well, even if they weren't here, I still wouldn't want to do that. Come on, don't be a stranger. I'm okay, really. Anyway, what are you doing here? What happened to your school? Oh, don't worry about my school. They're out on a school trip somewhere. What the hell are you doing here then? Playing hooky? Don't say hooky. I'm just enjoying my life here. It's freedom. You canceled your school trip to see me? Oh, I'm so moved. Huh, the school trip doesn't include a hot spring. It's worthless. Ouch. She's as hyper as always. Then she suddenly gets serious and looks at me. You know what? I was worried about you. You get bullied so easily. Sis. Sure, Namiki is a busybody, but at least she cares for me. She cares for me more than my own parents do. Only I have the right to bully you. I want everyone to know that. I'll be damned. Yeah, you must know you're stupid. Okay, I'll see you later in your room. Oh? The dorm manager told me that you live in an apartment now. I can't believe Uncle forgot to take care of a place for you to live. So you went to the dorm. This is it. Everything is over. Namiki discovered that I don't live in the male dorm. I don't think I can mystify her any longer. I'm driven into a corner. I turn pale and stare at Namiki's back as she leaves. You run away. That's it. Oh no. Asumi shouts after school. I suggest Asumi explain everything to Namiki, right? Asumi just won't listen to me.
You
I told you, we'll be doomed if someone finds out about you. We'll support you to reach the dorm. Got it? Okay. Support me for what? Marmu shows up while I'm at a loss. Trust us. Huh? I'll protect you. Oh, Marmu. I'm kidding. I don't understand you. The four of us gather and begin a strategy meeting. Well, there's no strategy in this. I'll just try sneaking up to Harukaze dorm while the other three distract Namiki and buy us some time. Namiki probably has no idea that I live in the girls' dorm. That's why I'll be safe once I get inside the dorm. Is this really gonna work? I have a bad feeling about this. I don't know what to do, but there's a girl who's panicking worse than I am. Needless to say, it is... Oh, why is this happening to me? It's all my fault. It's because I'm living in the girls' dorm. Inwardly, I apologize to Tomoe. Sorry, Tomoe. Let's rock and roll! Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Operation Over the Road starts like this. What do you want? Bye now. The mission failed. Hey, you down there. What's up? I'm in a hurry. Do you remember me? We met yesterday. Oh, I remember you now, that cute girl. Yes, you finally acknowledged the truth. Yeah, you were with that cute girl. Where is she? I don't want to see your ugly face. See ya. Wow. Where the hell is Yusuke anyway? I'll really give it to him once I find him. Excuse me? I'll go check the train station now. Dash! Oh. I'm so useless. The girl I saw looked tasty. What? Hold on. She says the girl I just saw looked tasty. Heh. Phew. I came a long way to avoid the regular commuting route. Namiki will never find me here. Oh, there you are. The cute girl from yesterday. Huh? I see her as I turn around. Yes, it's Namiki. She walks straight at me, which means the three girls have failed. This is it, the moment of truth. I just give up and stand there looking dumb. Namiki comes to me with a big smile. Yes, you are cute, heh. Sis! You call me sis? Wow, this is only our first meeting, you know. You're an aggressive girl. She's already living in her own world now. Yep, it's Namiki. Doesn't she know that it's me? Oh, I see. I'm in the girl mode now. Maybe I can fool her and what the? Don't be shy. I'll be gentle. What are you doing in the middle of the street? Wow! Namiki completely misunderstands and smoothly slides her hands over my breasts. Then she grabs them tightly. Are they fake? Are you a man? Gazing. Sweating. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Everything has failed. Is she mad? Is she really mad? I envy you. What? She strangles me and smiles. I really envy you. What a nice environment you've managed to fit yourself in, uh-huh. I can't breathe. Namiki looks happy as well as jealous when I tell her everything. The three girls and the cat stare astoundingly at the fake brother and sister hugging each other. As soon as Namiki finishes demonstrating her love towards me, she sneaks up on Tomoe and starts entreating her. Hey Tomoe, I heard your family runs a hotel with a hot spring. Yusuke, did you tell her that? I'm still freaked out and can't even move a muscle. Oh, how sweet. I want to go to the hot spring, may I? Well, yes, you may, but I... Yusuke, your sister is sneaky. She must behave. Your dormitory prohibits males, doesn't it? It'll be a big problem if you bring a boy inside, am I correct? Moe Moe, I beg you to invite Sis to your hot spring. Please, Moe Moe. You're an outsider. You can't call her Moe Moe. With a bit of coercion, we head to Tomoe's house. I know Tomoe doesn't like it, but I'm forced to join them as well. No one can go against Namiki because she knows our secret now. Phew! I had no idea Yusuke lives with these cute girls. That's fantastic! Good, I guess your eyes are getting better since you admit to my beauty, at least. I'm talking about Moe Moe and Marutan. Don't call them by those names, and your eyes are awful too. Did she say I'm pretty? Heh. I could do nothing but quietly stare at them taking a bath. I'm speechless as I try to make my lower half behave. Because I'm certain Asumi and Namiki will beat me to death if I lose control. Tomoe shyly stays as far from me as possible. Namiki sneaks up to Tomoe and snuggles up to her. Anyway, Tomoe is the best. Your boobies are bigger than mine. What are you? Yeah! Whoosh, nosebleed. The water in front of me turns red. What can I say? It's a natural reaction and I have no way to prevent it. Because I see Tomoe's titties pop out of the towel as Namiki touches them. See, they're just as big and beautiful as I thought. And they're soft, too. Meow! The cat agrees. Don't look at me, please! Hey, don't worry about Yusuke, alright? I don't consider him a boy. But, oh! The towel around Tomoe slips down. Namiki smirks and flips Tomoe's nipples. Yusuke is cuter than that cheesy girl there when he's cross-dressed, isn't he? I don't think he'll harm you, Tomoe. You call me cheesy. True, Tomoe has bigger boobs, but look at mine, they aren't that bad.
Well,
They look okay, but they're no match to mine. Whoosh! Splash! Marten is pretty too, however she's not for everyone, heh. Oh. In any case, mine are best suited for Yusuke. Plump. I can't. Glove. Asumi is the best. Tomoe is the best. Marumu is the best. Namiki is the best? Huh. Know what route y'all want me to go with. Asumi? Tomoe? Marumu? Or Namiki? Namiki, whatever. We should probably go with Asumi because that's like the main girl. I mean, I think I want to do a main girl route. She's a bit twisted, but her boobs are well shaped, glub glub. They let me sink and continue fighting while showing off their breasts except for Tomoe. Ooh, it was great. I'm such a hot spring fanatic. And I must admit that this place is great. It's moderately hot, and I like that. Well, thank you. Okay, I've made sure Yusuke is having a wonderful life here, so I'm going back now. Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Okay, I'll see you folks later. I'll be back. Please don't. Meow. Marumu and Toshibo, thank you for seeing me off. And Tomoe? Yes? I kinda like you. Let's meet up sometime and get to know each other better, haha. Ah, poor Tomoe. Yep, she's as unhappy as I am. Take it easy, Yusuke. I'll come back and check on your progress. You don't need to come that often, sis. Please, don't ever come back, sis. Namiki leaves damage like a hurricane. She builds up a tense relationship between Asumi and herself. She also builds up forcibly an intimate relationship between Tomoe and herself. At this moment, I have no idea the hurricane will return to do more damage. I realize it later on. Let's play together again. Heh. Yusuke, you're always screwing up, aren't you? Show us some manhood. Toshibo is more reliable than you are. Yusuke. I'll admit you're a man if you achieve something great. Okay. And that'll do it for now. And I'll see you guys later with the next episode.